Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
It was the third and final hit of the first inning. Bregman fouls it back just to our left. And right in front of the TV booth. Oh, John the Usher went down. Come on, John. Landed right in front of the TV booth. But John,
trying to avoid it?
Yeah, he's okay.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Drive to left! We are tied! I guess it was the right bat. That ball was obliterated.
It was indeed. Brewers 4-3 winners in 10 over the Cubs, and they go again tonight as we bring in the man behind that call, Brewers play-by-play man, Jeff Levering. That and a few others last night, Level, on point.
That was a fun night last night. And the thing, I said the right bat because he had broke his bat on the pitch previous. So he fouled the ball off, broke his bat. Bat boy comes out almost like a natural situation. Maybe this wasn't the Savoy special, but certainly the home run and gave the Brewers an opportunity to win in the 10th inning.
Speaking of the natural, will you?
We'll do it at the end.
Eric put together a fantastic montage, you and Lehner, all of the key moments. And he put it to music, and it's great. It'll make you cry. And
good.
Is this win of the year? I mean, this is the dub of the year so far.
I mean, every win is the best win of the year at this point. But I think that this one is certainly a big one. I mean, even the one on Monday was a big one, right? You come from behind and win in the eighth inning. And today, I said it at the end of the broadcast last night, you're not just bringing out your brooms, you're bringing out your shovels, because you could dig a pretty good grave on the old Chicago Cubs today. If you go out there and you sweep them, you pretty much wrap up the division today if you need to.
And that would bring the magic number for the division down to 5. I think Pancakes got the just to get us in. We're at 4 right now.
Yeah, that'll happen this weekend, likely.
Barring the unforeseen. We're in good shape. On the come from behind thing, Level, do you put any stock in just the dividend that can pay down the road when you get into the postseason and you face a team that's having a night and you're down in the eighth or down in the ninth? I just feel like if you're a team that regularly comes back and pulls off stuff
40
like
times,
this, right, that you know you're never out of a ball game.
Sure. I mean, it's the belief that not only you can do it, but your teammates can do it. If you end up drawing a walk, or if you get yourself on base, it's passing the baton to the next guy. And I think that's what Pat Murphy has really preached to this club for the last 3 years. And you're not out of any game, and especially with this roster that the Brewers have this year. And Jackson Chourio has done it each of the last 2 days. Some people are just made for the moment, and Jackson Chourio certainly has been over the last couple of days. I just think everybody, and you saw the moment with Murph, with Luis Lara and Nestor Corridor last night before he comes to the plate, bases loaded, one away. Lara was having a putrid day at the plate. He had struck out twice looking with guys on base. He had bounced into a double play, almost hitting another double play. So to come up with that big hit in the 10th inning was really big. And it was on the first pitch, too. So I think that's a great confidence builder for a kid like Luis Lara.
Any concern over Trevor McGill?
I don't think so. Listen, he's been so darn good. I mean, he'd given up nothing basically for the entire season. He'd given up no runs in his last 15 appearances until the home run to Pete Crow Armstrong on Monday. He'd given up one earned run in 30 appearances prior to that. So, listen, everybody's going to have a bad day every now and again. And I think for Trevor McGill, he'll be down today. There's an off day tomorrow. It'll be the first off day in 16 days. He'll be just fine coming off that off day.
All right, getting up against it, I want to make sure that you can listen in on this. So Eric put this together, some of the really important moments in that win last night. Here you go, Level.
All right, so there's 2 outs, 2 strikes, bottom of the ninth, down 2 runs to the evil Northsiders.
3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away, Webb kicks and throws. Swing, a line drive to right, a base hit. Chourio will get a chance. Stayed on that changeup, did Yelich, and the Brewers have a shot. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Drive to left! We are tied! I guess
Yes, it was the right bat. That ball was obliterated. A changeup on the inside corner. And Jackson Churio hits number 22 to tie this thing up 3-3 in the ninth. Ball kicks, delivers, and a fly ball into left center field, but playable. Back on it is Mitchell. He'll make the catch, tagging from second on his way to third is Suzuki. Here's the tag. Oh, they got him! Oh-ho-ho! They cut down Suzuki at third! What a throw from Mitchell! What a tag by David Hamilton, who took the throw and put a sweeping tag on Suzuki as he was sliding into third. Oh, what a big moment in this game. And it right down the left field line. That's a base hit. The Brewers walk off the Cubs, and they win this series here in Milwaukee. The kid gets it done here tonight. Luis Lara. A walk-off single. The magic number down to seven. And the Brewers win it 4-3. And the Brewers will make the Cubs and their fans have another sleepless night. Back-to-back backbreakers from the Brew Crew.
I trust them. I've said it all year. I trust them.